Graceful, feathered red and white forms decorate this light green glass drinking horn. It was probably made in northern Italy, possibly in the 6th or 7th century. Lisa Pelosi is a conservator in the Sherman Fairchild Center for Objects Conservation, responsible for the glass at the Metropolitan Museum's collection.
Glass drinking vessels in the shape of horns are relatively rare and are thought to imitate actual horns. Like other vessels that cannot stand on their own, the implication is that the drinker must empty the cup in one go. This medieval glass drinking horn is an example of the survival of the Roman glassmaking tradition. The invention of glass blowing around the middle of the 1st century BC was the most important Roman contribution to the development of glassmaking. Glass blowing allowed objects to be made quickly and cheaply so that glass was available to a much wider sector of society. Blowing continued to be the principal method of manufacturing glass objects in medieval Europe. The horn has been reconstructed from fragments. It was felt that it was not necessary to fill in the missing areas because the shape of the vessel was apparent, and modern museum goers can appreciate that an object which is over 1,000 years old has had a rather checkered history.